What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making
cakes.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. Cream Fiend.
Why aren't you sponsoring the podcast?
Yeah, what's going on? Maybe that's the problem. You're not getting enough eyes on your product, man. We can help with that.
Yeah, that's true.
We got
that's
at least totally. 40 listeners, I think.
That's nice. That's good stuff, man.
He's like, no
that's
way.
That's nice.
Let's never be affiliated.
40 listeners. Yeah, well, you know. Maybe, I don't know if I want to give you my real name or
that. Yes, your name is Chris McPatrick.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to plug your business on this podcast?
Yeah, no. That's all right. Yeah. I don't know, like, you know, I don't know if our sort of listeners are on here. Like, I just don't mean to disrespect the audience. Like, you guys are like,
no, please disrespect them.
Yeah. No, you guys are everything to us. Like, we wouldn't be here without you. you got us here. I don't mean to disparage even a single one of those characters, but I don't know if I want them showing up at my house asking for services either, you know.
Well, like, you know what? Fuck the free listeners. The Patreon's where it's at. Mm-hmm. If you're a Patreon,
your like, mum.
If you're a Patreon.
Yeah, if you're a Patreon user. Yeah, if you subscribe on the Patreon and you get this raw, unedited chins of mine, which I've now hidden.
Is that why you got this pop filter?
Dude, wait till you see it. Like, Ethan fucking just had the most awful photo of me where I was like leaning back and laughing.
Yeah.
And like, just my face is all pushed up on itself. So I'm like Kim Jong-un. Like on
powerful,
a good day,
powerful man.
Yeah, without that, and then Ethan's photoshopped a bucket of chicken in my lap.
Right, Photoshop. Yeah. Okay. As if it weren't stuck there from the night before with your clumsy eating.
I was gonna bring KFC, but Ethan had to have stroganoff for lunch. You fucking pussy.
All right. So, do you have
it
stroganoff?
Was terrible too.
Did you have stroganoff? How do you have your stroganoff? Is it got mushrooms in it?
Yeah, of course.
You have to have mushrooms.
Has it got pasta?
No, we had it. I had it with like veggie bake. It was pretty ordinary, but I'm not going to complain.
I'm just interested in like when people.
It was free.
Yeah,
and his mummy cooked it.
Oh, she does.
All right. Here you go.
There's fair enough. Well, it's like your mum works at KFC, so she would have made the chicken, right? Like, that could be comparable.
Man,
I don't know. I'm just a mage. I don't know nothing about your mother. I don't know about your relationship with her.
It's great. She's a lovely woman.
Yep. Okay.
I was supposed to go to hers for lunch today, but it turns out it was dinner.
Yeah.
And I had
KFC for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at your family home, though.
Yeah,
right?
So, yeah. But only the leftovers that they don't sell through the day.
Just the bones and
the
dark meat. Yeah, not in colour, but your spirit.
If the chicken sits there for more than 40 minutes, they call me in and I'm the cleaner.
Yeah, it's your little
disposable leftover chicken.
That's good.
The old garbage disposal.
They say
do what you love.
Not even in your mouth. You just pop them between your chins and just sort of grind it down into a paste.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Don't worry. That sentence was just photoshopped in. It's not something I said.
It's not really. It's not real. Oh, wow. This is a good start.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Yeah. So, when is comedy starting back up? When can we go to the Clown and Anchor?
Putting the hard word on him straight away.
I see. Now it's all become apparent. I thought...
Are you going to ask for an MC spot next?
Fuck no. I've already made it very clear to Chris that he shouldn't do that.
I wasn't going to, so you really, I was like an unnecessary warning, you know, like, now just in case, you best not give me any spots, I know you're keen, son. That's all right, you're the opener, man, you're like, you set the standard, that's like, you're setting the tone for the room.
It's notoriously bad.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Bloody hell. I mean, just because I've, like, come in here against your audience and everything this podcast stands for, I mean, you have to come after me and my, like, you know, loyal band of people that just want tacos and to sit in the quiet. who have to hear some of this nonsense.
There is that one old man who comes to comedy to read the newspaper.
Oh, that's right. You got that Instagram video. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, it is shit. Fucking great, man.
He sat there for like all the whole show. He like was cover to cover, you know.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get through the sports section, my man.
If for the listener who obviously don't know what the fuck we're talking about, Chris took a video of me performing open mic at the Clown and Anchor doing. What was I talking about? I don't know. Probably my asshole or my dick or something stupid.
Yeah.
And there's just this old guy reading the newspaper with his back towards to the stage, just shaking his head indignantly.
It was like, how did you, why are you here in this library, in this public library where I've come to read free news?
Poor guy.
But yeah, so as far as opening up goes, I haven't really talked to the owner yet. So I don't, inconclusive, I would say, since they could only have like 50 people in there, they're probably hitting that without our assistance, so
they probably want to keep those 50 people.
If they ever have any problems reducing the numbers,
give me it's too many call. people.
We'll walk some tables.
Fuck it, I'll MC if that's going to be the case.
What are you guys feeling? Like, it would be a good idea to get that kicked off again?
I'd say so. Like, it'd be cool if we could do just a fucking just one night.
Do a little show.
If you're the first show back in Newcastle too, I feel like you'd get a lot of people.
Well, up to 50, but minus the comedians. So up to, say, 25 people could show up. It's a game changer.
Are they opening?
Once it opens up more.
When's the venue opening? Tomorrow? Is that
it's already open to it is. Limited capacity open. Right, so they want you to like call ahead to make sure you got a spot. But it's been open. But they've been, I think they've been like pretty full because it's only been like, you know, the 10 people or whatever they're allowed in at a time. Yeah.
And everyone's just hanging to get a pint of beer.
Yeah. As soon as they can. It's been all right, but I don't know the exact economics of how the business works. But my guess is that the overheads require a certain amount of people for it to be worth opening.
Yeah. Especially to run an open mic as well. They're not going to want to pay.
Yeah. So they might, maybe we could do a show where like, oh, Chris doesn't get paid, you know.
Don't do that. You'll set a precedent and they'll never want to pay you again.
That would be sad.
Don't do that.
Okay, I'd never do that. You've got to
get that money.
You've got to get back on the same square you're on before all this shit happened.
Got to renegotiate,
Well, you should get danger pay too, because you might catch corona. So
yeah, exactly.
Get him a whack an extra 50 on there.
Oh, you boys got any new jokes?
Oh,
that's a little question.
I've been getting stoned and writing, and I'm not sure how that's going to work. I wrote something that I thought was fucking hilarious on Friday night, which I haven't looked at since. It's turning into a thing where I'll write something and then I'll just read it for the first time back on the podcast. So let's dive into that.
We call this section Puddin' Brain.
Sometimes I have, and this is like, every A is an S because I can't write on this phone. So,
man, your fatness is becoming a problem.
I know, it really is.
Fingers at this point.
Oh man, I got skinny dude fingers though, and right. hands. That's right, weird.
Pianist fingers. Your hands have been
guitarist
having...
fingers.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I have a staring comp with my dog, and then I'm like, wow, he can read my mind. And he stares at me, and I stare back at him, and then he turns and starts licking his balls. I'm like, well, maybe he can't read my mind. I'm probably just stoned. That actually happened. And judging by your reactions, that one's going to be my opener.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I like how the setup punchline thing that you used to do that. Yeah, no, there was none of that.
I think there was no punchline. That was part of it.
A
setup was fucking good, man. Like, you had that setup in there. You set me up
just to let you down.
I felt disappointed, right? Yeah. So I couldn't have felt that unless I was expecting something, you know? So that implies the beginning is good, you know?
Oh man, yeah. I picked you up just to put you down.
See, that's the type of motivation you need.
Good start. Yeah. Good head start. Yeah, so we got the all right, so looking at a dog, can read my mind. I thought you were gonna say that he can read my mind because I was thinking about licking his balls too.
See, that's a punchline. There's the surprise.
Yeah.
There's surprise in there. It went somewhere we weren't expecting. It's a punchline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Chris, that's what I'm doing.
Killing it. Writing joke. On the fly.
No,
what about you, Ethan? It looks like you're from my angle, it looks like you're jerking off too.
Maybe I am.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm doing it for the Patreon.
That's all right.
Yeah. My jokes, they're not very good. We all know that. But no, I don't really have anything this week. I've been a piece of shit.
Come on, man.
I had something about like a very, very vague premise of like how there's always like, I'm fascinated by like new words that like people are coming up with.
Like today was like panel, like,
neologisms. Not,
panel is a very like common word.
It's just one I discovered this week.
Yeah, panel's been around for ages.
Oh man,
it's pronounced panel, guys.
Yeah, panal.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
is that when
sir.
The panel is banal?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just so over it.
I'm bored of how I'm much this hurts my asshole. Yeah. Every night. Every night, bitch.
I'm bored of it because the porn stars are terrible actors and I can tell it doesn't really hurt that much.
Oh, God.
I could take that.
Yeah, pussies.
Just looking at a horse dildo. Yeah, no problems.
We were watching that porno of the dude who got shot by the police officer.
Ah, we were.
The BBC.
What a segue, Mitch. Very good, good. Yep. Yeah, what's his name? George...
Don't look at me, man.
Oh, come on, man. You're all about black rights and shit, aren't you? You know what's going on in the world.
I don't. Come I really on. Don't. Look.
All those protests and riots and shit going on?
Didn't know about them, to be honest.
I hadn't heard. What's his name? George Floyd.
Yeah.
George Floyd.
Wait, why is that? Why was that name written in your joke book? Because that implies there's a joke you're trying to write
about.
No,
that was just a note, because I knew I was going to forget his name.
Okay.
We should really... Oh, and
have you been reading like How to Win Friends and Influence People?
I did a great segue there too, and now we've broken it down.
It was my
and
fap of the week.
It. Yeah, that's right.
I had
right.
it in here because my fap of the week is George Floyd.
Okay.
George Floyd did a pornographic film.
Okay. Yeah.
He goes and picks up a lady of the night.
Yeah.
And has... sweet, consensual love with her.
He does.
Okay.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Quite
I didn't mean to ruin the rhythm, guys. I was just...
That's all right.
I found it curious you had just a man's name written in your don't
book. Yeah, no, because I'm a piece of shit and I forgot his name already. It's like the one thing that you should know right now.
You didn't make love to him. Be nice to yourself. Yeah? Be kind to yourself. You weren't like in the video midway and be like, oh, George Soros or some shit. Like, you know, like,
also, yeah, you didn't call him Fred in the middle. Oh, Fred.
You don't need the full name either in that scenario. So,
no, I just need to know that it's George.
That's all right. Yeah. I feel like some of you guys have too high standards and some perhaps too low. You know, like, it's a fucking bizarre cocktail. It's like sweet and spicy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
What is the flavor of the...
Please stop talking about food. I'm getting hungry again.
That's going to be a rumble that disrupts the audio quality of this recording.
Oh, I'm going to go get Chinese tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Because Chinese places are open on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
They're not open on Mondays. Monday is Chinese Sunday.
And since you guys are talking about like race relations and stuff, right? Like, I hope this isn't racist, but like, do you ever see like, say, a Chinese person, and then you think like, I feel like Chinese food? Like, it's like an ad for the like the whatever the race is. Like,
that's a good observation, Chris. Because Chinese people don't have ads for Chinese food. Have you noticed that as well?
That they don't need them because like, whenever I see,
they're walking billboards.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. I hope this isn't racist. It's just something that happens unconsciously to my mind.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like I was like talking to a girl and she's talking about how she used to go out with an Indian guy and then I wanted Indian food that night.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, it's like maybe it's the main association I have with different races is the food. Is this just me?
I'd be more like, oh fuck yeah, you dated an Indian dude. I've probably got a way bigger dick than that bloke.
Well, I think that that's anyway, just because I've looked
it's not.
At like
Indian
charts.
People have little doodles. It's statistically true.
Your fascination with the size of doodles is getting out of control, man.
Hey, man, you've got to have your interests. You've got to have your interests.
Looking up statistics of dick lengths from different countries.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah. Well, I played a game where you get to pick your dick length. That scum game we're playing?
With your wife. She's got like a fucking arsenal of dildos to compensate for your lack of manhood. And she's like, well, which one do you want to strap on tonight? Eh?
Jesus fuck. You really hit the nail on the head you went real for a moment. I was like, oh, fuck, she has got an arsehole of dildos.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I've been there. I mean, like, you know, it's like...
You've been in my wife's bedroom?
Yeah.
I mean, our bedroom?
If you look at the end of the line, you know, it's actually just me laying
Chris
there.
Chris is cucking me right now.
I don't mean to, I'm sorry.
Then stop fucking my wife.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. She's just playing these role plays all the time. Like, oh,
yeah. Oh shit, that was my other joke.
Where's she with you? She's just like, oh man, pretending you're an Indian guy with like an Indian-sized cock. Like, just like... That would be like her ultimate fantasy to feel something. But like...
Jesus
like a lonely
fuck.
In bed up in here. Anyway. Wow. Sorry to come hard on you, but like, I'm the only one that's going to, I think.
Holy shit.
But, the roleplay does remind me of my other joke, though. Because, yeah, I'm not going to go into the details of the joke. It just had to do with bigger girls and the play on words of the word roleplay.
Oh, yeah, because of
that
role. Yeah, I know. It's really highbrow comedy. Did I bring that one up last week?
No, you didn't.
Oh, thank fuck.
To all of our dismay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
People are going to be missing out. This is the type of shit people are missing out with.
But I never got an answer. So when you see people of like different races, do you think about that you want the food?
No.
No.
Which is surprising because food's usually like one or two in my like list of things to talk to at any moment in time.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But... I was like, it's even like I met an American girl once and she had an accent and it made me want KFC. So it's like, it's really it's very broad, but like,
what was the color of her skin?
She was white.
Okay, just checking. Just checking.
Yeah.
Because that might have been racist.
Mitch dated a black girl once. Fuck, he just ate heaps of watermelon. It was insane. He couldn't stop.
Oh, dear.
There was a special on at Coles. What did you want me to do? Not buy it?
Fucking hell.
Well, apparently that does help your sexual like libido watermelons. One
does
of the
it?
Things. Yeah, the vitamins in it. So, like, you know, all the help you can get, mate. Just, especially if you...
I don't need a libido. You've got that covered for me, Chris.
Nah, I mean, I would never... Just to clarify, I would never betray our friendship and the sanctity of marriage. So, just to set that straight, I'm not a bad guy over here in the corner. I'm just trying to balance things out when people...
Do you want to be a bad guy in the corner? You can watch. I don't mind.
Do I have to be a bad guy? Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to grow a moustache.
Yeah, well, I'm well on my way, you know.
Yeah.
Shave that beard off.
Yeah.
Moustaches left.
Yeah, you have to do like one of the big curly moustaches.
Yeah.
And you got to wear a trench coat.
Well, that's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've got a cupboard full of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Back in my nerdy fedora days.
When I go out. Yeah.
That was back when I was Neo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Those neck beards really ruined a good look there, didn't they?
They ruined the trench coat for everyone. Not as much as the flashes down. Like,
yeah.
Just exposing themselves.
And those, the school shooters as well. They did a number on the trench coats also.
They did.
Yeah, and like when like two kids would get on each other's shoulders to get into the movies, they fucking ruined it.
They do not let you in a movie theater dressed as the Joker or in a trench coat anymore.
Yeah, exactly why you look so youthful, boy. you're too tall.
Yeah,
two tickets for you.
Oh man,
same as the mustache, the Hitler, the Charlie Chaplin. That was another one that got ruined.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. But you also don't want to be dressing like... I feel like Charlie Chaplin's certainly there too, because he also used to fuck kids.
Did he?
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
No, it wasn't.
Like, it was.
It was like young girl, like sort of like 14, I think, was like the age of one of his wives or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
It was like,
But, I mean, back then, average lifespan was probably, what, 28? 30.
So it's basically...
It was if you went out with Chaplin. The fucking trauma and stress he caused you. It's like, I don't think you're going to live. But main cause was, obviously suicide. It's gotten too dark again. I recognize that.
Charlie Chaplin killed himself?
No.
No.
Not Chaplin, but his wives.
Oh,
he called them wives. They were really just abuse victims.
Yeah.
But he did a funny
They were really
dance.
Just locked in the
He's
basement.
He's like, just do a silly dance. Yeah. That's not a silly dance, Chaplin. That is on your dick and it hurts.
Yeah.
See, I always had this impression that like Hitler was the evil dude with that mustache and Charlie Chaplin was the good dude.
Yeah.
No, they're both evil. No one could ever wear that fucking mustache.
I know. We can't. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No one's bringing that back.
Yeah.
Fucking ruin that. Oh, well, another one for Guess Who, Me Too.
Have you ever seen Have you ever seen a vagina with the Chaplin mustache on it?
No.
Yeah.
Like just that design? Yeah, yeah. That design of hair shaping?
Yep.
You have.
Just a square, like a rectangle.
Yeah, a just square, in the middle, just a little, like, a bit of binary code.
Yeah, yeah. The landing strip.
No, that's a strip. I'm talking about, like, just a little, like, a cube.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I feel like it'd be okay.
Would it be more funny? Or
it'd be worse if they shaped their pubic hair into a swastika. I feel like then you'd be like, oh, she's probably racist.
Probably.
And this is going to be something I'm going to bring up with her after we
Maybe
fuck.
She'll go
Unless
for
she
them.
Was in the mirror and she was doing the Zen thing and she got it back to front.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. You got to find out how flexible she is in that situation. You into yoga?
Nope.
Oh, fuck. Good. She's a racist. We can't fuck after this time that we fuck.
It would have been cultural
like,
appropriation.
You pull a girl's
though,
down, like, you pull a girl's pants down and there's a swastika there. You're like, oh she's a nice person. She just got bad views. Like, that's the mental backflips you'd start doing, like, just... Like, just justifying the fact that you're still going to have sex with this awful person.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Chris is like, probably would draw the line there, to be honest. I'd probably stop.
I reckon because it's going to turn into a long conversation. Like, yeah, I'll be like, well, okay, let's, like, I got to get in there and, you know, analyze her perspectives.
Who hurt you when you were younger?
Yeah.
Therapy well, with you Chris. Know. Therapy with Chris. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm that much of a piece of shit. I just went, whatever.
Yeah, I reckon you're a good guy. Don't worry about it. I love you, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. It's all right.
Oh, shit.
Careful, there's a book there.
Yeah.
And table.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that, Mein Kampf? What's that doing there?
Might as well be.
It's your notebook. Yeah.
He's German with blonde hair, blue eyes.
Is that Hitler's art school journal, or is it yours just with like a kill list of
black
men's
bad.
Names?
There's some bad notes in here. I write to get it out of my head so that it's not just rattling around in there.
Oh, we need like thoughts. An intro thing. Ethan's racist thoughts. Ding.
No, what was I was thinking about the other day, because a lot of people have been coming out talking about like how they're standing with the black community. And how they're like, oh, we need to like get behind this cause with all the shit that going on in Minneapolis. And I just wanted to like list black comedians and like terrible things that they've done. Like, I stand with Patrice O'Neill.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Kevin Hart, back when he made those tweets.
He was on Rogan again. I started listening to that, and then I was like, oh, man, this is going to turn into a conversation about how awesome you are at life, Kevin, and how I am not awesome. Like, just real inspirational stuff that just depresses the fuck out of me, being a piece of shit.
You, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You all right, Mitch? Do you need to...
I've accepted
Mitch admits his feelings. Yeah. That's the new segment where Mitch is actually honest with himself for once doesn't use self-deprecation.
You really need to,
pain.
Like, fucking, we need to turn this into a fucking whole thing.
Now I'm, this is Chris Butler's guy. Not comedy, what is it? Fucking therapy. I don't know the fucking difference.
This is therapy with Chris Butler.
Yeah. Wait, I said my last name. Damn it.
Yes, Whoa. Chris McButlerface.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll never find
Bodie
out.
Bodie McChrisface.
Can you take him to Peru with you next time you go, Chris? He needs help.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, Chris came back really, really loud, though. I don't know if you want that.
I came back from Peru all loud and full of advice. Yeah,
right. Oh, man, I'm just going to be backburning even more. Because...
Oh, no.
There was a guy that I've been following on YouTube, and he got stuck in Peru because of the whole COVID thing. So he went over there to do, like, the ayahuasca ceremony. Or I think it was Cambo with, like, the poison frog. And, he got stuck in Peru. So all he's been doing is, like, drinking ayahuasca and doing these psychedelic shaman rituals for the past few months.
Jeez.
And he just got back into Detroit, I think, like 7 hours ago. He just landed back in America. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh boy, are you in for a treat?
He's like, I know exactly how to handle this. I will de-escalate this situation with my wisdom of the forest.
So weird, man. Like, he ended up being, like, doing a... He's done a few podcast episodes, but the one that I saw, he got Ron Jeremy to call him. I'm like,
wow.
Why is Ron Jeremy calling this dude in Peru?
Do you reckon we could get Ron Jeremy to call in?
Probably. He seems to be calling into anywhere these days.
Oh, that fits in with the general theme of how big dicks are, I suppose.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like his dick... You don't want his dick. It's been places that you're like, ah, man.
Yeah.
You don't want his dick as in... inside you or to have a dick like his?
Why not both? Why not both?
Yeah. Fair enough.
You said it like, I don't want to get fucked by that dick.
Would you?
No.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't just randomly bring that up.
Oh. Like... Is that weird, is it?
This dick isn't going to reach through the phone and somehow fuck me. I don't have to look at it. You know.
He's on the phone. I'm like, Mr. Jeremy, you're not going to fuck me, are you? He's like, no. He starts having phone sex with me instead. Damn it.
That is one of the penises, though, that you could buy a dildo off of an imitation version.
Yeah.
Has your wife got one of these at home and that's why...
Yeah,
it's real,
Ethan's dick.
It's a real fear of yours?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's my dick.
Yeah.
So we took a mold of it.
Yeah. No, yeah. Ethan bought me a penis extender when he came back from Japan. It's been a running joke now for a couple of weeks.
Because
we write jokes.
Yeah.
We don't rehash old things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I probably look up to you guys writing jokes. Cause I don't know about all that. That sounds like an awful lot of efforts. I'm too busy putting that efforts into my love life. You know what I mean? Like, your wife's a needy woman. No, wait, I said no. That's a horrid thing.
Oh,
I would never. I'm a wedding videographer. I respect marriage. Okay. But.
So he's videoing it while he does it too.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's good. You can get all the good angles.
I was going to say, you can get those videos on our Patreon.
Oh, no, that's the bonus content for the subscribers. Yeah.
No, that's the Pornhub. Have you noticed that? The Pornhub paid videos? Did that always used to be a thing? Where they'll have like the amateur channels and they've got all their free videos.
Oh, there's
and
more then paid got... ones in there.
Yeah. I've noticed that. Like $14. And then they've just got the normal video above it, but like cut down a little bit.
Cheeky.
Yeah. So like they give you the highlights for free, but they want you to pay for the whole video. Who's buying that whole video?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it takes some people a bit longer, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how you can still charge for porn these days when it's available everywhere. It's like a podcast. There's just so fucking many of them. Why are people going to buy, like, pay for yours specifically? What are you offering?
I guess people get connected to a specific performer. And they're like, I want more of that person. And then they're like, you need the maximum amount.
Yeah.
Other people have ethical concerns about
it.
Up our marketing and we need people specifically invested in Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I just came up with an idea. So during Pornhub, like when you're watching videos on Pornhub, you can specifically tip at a point in the video that you like. So you're like, I like that certain position. You tip at that position and then the person who made the video knows what you're into. So they're like, they start making more videos with more of those angles. Fuck, man. I'm doing fucking 4D chess here.
Wow. Who was that?
Yeah.
Who was that character?
That's a fucking good idea, I reckon.
That's 4D chess, Mitch.
Yeah, 4D chess.
Because there's four dicks
on
my chest. I got four Ds right on my chest.
When are you starting that platform, Mitch? When's that coming out?
I'm probably just going to sell the idea to Pornhub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's an untapped market.
I feel like they could probably just not listen to me and keep making millions and millions of dollars doing what they're doing. But hey, I'll throw it out there anyway.
Hey, there's room for the little guy out there.
Yeah.
You could be that little guy.
I'd have to lose some weight first.
I meant your penis size.
Ah. Well, yes. I do have a little dick.
At least you've got gigantic balls that you can insert. They are cylindrical.
Oh, man. Little dick, but big loads. If there's one takeaway from today...
Oh, here we go again.
Man, my loads.
Yeah, just it's like a blind pimple, your penis. Squeeze it. Whoa, where did Jesus. That come from? What is this little mound?
Okay. Oh, wow. It's like a clit, but it leaks. That was a whole image.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, where was I with my words before you interrupted me too?
My bad, G.
What was it? TERFs. I learned what TERFs are today.
Yes, yes.
What was it? I can't remember.
Trans... Exclusionary radical feminist.
Yes.
That's
a good word to learn. Because
and I've got a porn idea for that one, too.
Okay. What, there's like a transsexual person, can I be a part of this? And they're like, no. And then and then you have sex with the feminist.
Yeah. Like the feminist is like real against it. And he's like, no, I'm going to show you how I fuck. And then like,
she is going to show her.
Come yeah.
On. Oh, I see.
Get with
did
the pronouns.
He?
Yeah, you do.
They? They, them, I don't know,
get
man.
Get to the point.
But it starts out like those wrestling videos. You ever see the MMA videos where like the two women are wrestling and then they eventually start having sex?
Is that MMA?
Yeah, there's they like MMA sex. Porn.
Oh, porn.
Yeah. It's like that,
yeah.
But they're debating their values.
That's good. Mm. I can see that. It's like, I like the intellectual connection.
Yeah. And then the TERF gets a dick in her mouth.
Okay. They'll be like, what, you're not a real man? And then they're like, yes, I am. And this
Yeah.
Now I can see that. That's a nice, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
But at the same time,
good contribution to culture. Thanks.
Yeah.
If the trans person wins through like sheer like force of strength, then it kind of proves their point.
Yeah.
At the same time, doesn't it?
That they're not a woman.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't be competing in like... combat.
Oh, like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I also share that viewpoint, though.
Like,
because they're dudes. Or used to be dudes.
Yeah. like competing in combat sports, it's not going to be a fair outcome, I think.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like one of the outlying areas where it would still matter, I suppose, in that there's like most a few cases. Yeah.
Most of the time. It,
like all sports, doesn't. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'd say 99% of sports, like where there's a physical, like, competition between two human beings, there's a pretty good chance if you're a male that you will win. Like, I wouldn't win.
Yeah.
Like, me, specifically. I'm like, if you put me up against, look, a woman who can jog for more than 3 minutes, I probably wouldn't win that athletic competition.
Fair enough.
But two athletes?
Funny, because 6 months ago, Mitch was saying that he would beat me in a running contest.
Oh, yeah. That went out the window.
Yeah.
What are you running for? The president of the Small Dick Association?
Vice president, man. I couldn't handle that kind of pressure.
Yeah, you've got so many vices. Yeah, true that.
Oh.
Yeah, but whatever, man. Everyone, I just have no opinions.
That's the safest way to be.
No podcast opinions. I don't know. So for the audience, if you wanted to hear our opinions on things, I got nothing to contribute.
Yeah.
I don't mind making fun of a man for admitting he has a small penis. My opinion on that is that's fine.
Yeah.
All in good spirits. I'm sure it's actually hefty and large and impressive.
Oh, look, it has its moments.
Yep. That is that how long you last? So your wife, all she does while I have sex with her is complain about you. It's ridiculous. No. I can't enjoy this.
Oh, Jesus.
Why am I even there?
Oh, man. It's like kicking a dead puppy at some point, isn't it?
Yeah, the yelping.
Just
yeah.
So much of it. I'm an easy target.
You're yelping. You make reviews of his wife.
She's got demands. I'm not surprised. Yeah. That's all right. I'm sure one day you'll...
All she wants is an orgasm, Chris. Jesus.
Two stars.
Too many demands.
Yeah, true that.
Who's the piece of shit now, motherfucker?
Still you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't think this is boding well for any of us.
Yeah, no, no.
It's a low-level exchange. But
it's probably good that you chose not to advertise your business with us.
Yeah, no, I'd say so. All the happy couples that want their wedding videoed might look elsewhere.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, I'm sure that is...
Especially when you start joking about fucking another dude's wife.
Yeah, that is rough. You don't want me there in the morning watching it get changed.
Unless you want photos of that specific thing, which is something you're very good at.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just take those ones on my phone, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's much easier to upload to Pornhub straight from your phone.
That's just for me. But Ethan, you had some other things you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yes, let's pull us out of this hole.
Do we have
Mitch and I were having an argument earlier about Elon Musk, the boy genius. I hate that he gets called a boy genius.
That's good.
He's not a boy.
Yeah, and he's not a genius. He's just some fucking dude whose dad owned an emerald mine, and now he's like, I'm awesome. I make stuff.
Oh, man, he invented PayPal.
Give him a break. But we had a heated argument because I said that Elon Musk is going to be in shit if this rocket crashes back to Earth. And Mitch is like, nah, it's fine because NASA signed off on all of it, so they'll cop it. Well, I'm like, nah, I think he's going to cop it.
If it does
go south.
I'm going to revise my position on this.
Awesome.
And then double down, motherfucker. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
SpaceX.
Okay.
Will fucking survive.
All right. So no repercussions for a failed mission of SpaceX.
That's... Especially, look, he's only going to kill like what, three people?
Two. There's only two on board.
Yeah. It's
fucking easy.
It's not like he's a
blight. I mean, they're exceptional.
Oh, imagine that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Two black dudes in there right now. That's going to be bad press.
Really bad press.
With all the things going on. Elon. Fuck. He just wanted to be progressive and give a black dude a chance to take that rocket ride.
We're making Chris so uncomfortable right now.
It's Chris's turn to be
it's my turn. No, it's good, guys. I'm just looking like, where do I have an endpoint where I'm still relatively safe? I get along with people based on them as human beings. But, you know, I'm looking for a good in-joke point here without implicating myself in any of the shenanigans.
Are listening and he says something mildly racist and like, he's cocking poor Puddin and he's a racist.
Why does she make me use the black strap on? That's made it worse. It's worse somehow, but it does match the face paint.
It's not black face.
Mitch got too excited.
Oh, no. I stumble over my words.
Yeah.
Like my feet when I walk.
Yeah.
I mean, waddle.
That's good, man. I think you're a physically attractive man.
Thank you.
You've got a lot to give.
A whole lot.
And, you should just be nice to yourself.
You reckon I should start doing videos where I jerk off on camera?
I don't think you should. I mean, that's like not my career advice.
Let's not start now.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys can ask me for advice. That could be a segment.
Oh yeah.
I give advice for careers and stuff, sex advice, and also other advice.
Oh man.
You guys, anything?
Yeah? Come on, Mitch. Here's your chance.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
What do you need?
Be honest, I'm perfect. I don't need any advice.
Okay, because I could say like when I went to Peru and like drank of the tea, a shaman told me that I was also a shaman. That's what he told me.
So, oh, really?
Yes, because on my fourth ceremony, it had like no effect on me, even though I drank like a larger amount than anybody else.
Yeah.
And I just sort of sat there and like was conscious and had more of a. It had a different kind of effect, I suppose.
Were you still shitting lots?
Well, this sucks. I wanted to get fucked up.
Yeah, I was on the toilet and he's like, you're a shaman in that toilet. I'm like, thanks, mate.
That is your holy throne.
So is Mitch. It's where he comes up with his best bits.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, or just weird he gets his Facebook comments.
Yeah,
weird
so, Facebook but comments. with that advice that I am a shaman, you can come to me with any spiritual needs.
So now you have to look after people when they're like tripping. Now you've taken up the mantle. That kind of thing.
But potentially. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how things go. Right.
We'll get some hard drugs next. Next podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I really wanted to do some weed before I did this one, but Tanya wouldn't come out.
Bugger.
Bitch.
That would have been terrible. You would have been so low energy.
Okay.
Or yeah, high energy. I'm pretty high energy when I'm stoned.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Unless you
Laugh at anything.
Yeah.
Including my self.
If you're on the couch,
and
you just think like couch mode.
Oh yeah, I'd just be like, "There."
I heard the other day that Tanya was sending Snapchats.
Oh, she fucking better not have been.
I don't have Snapchat, so I don't fucking know.
What sort of Snapchats was she sending?
Man, she waits till I'm stoned and eating. And a stoned fat dude eating chips is not a good sight.
No,
it's funny though.
Yeah, for everyone else.
Fair enough.
I'm just disappointed.
Plus, it ruins my vibes. I didn't get any of those. Makes you fucking paranoid because then you're like, is she taking photos of me? Fuck, she's taking photos of me. She's not even in the room. Fuck.
Keep you on your toes. But she didn't send any to me because last time she did, I just put them up on Facebook. I just put it up on the comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You're just there like,
asleep with a bag of Doritos.
Yeah, Mitch is a mess. Advice.
How do I drive past KFC without partaking? That's a good one.
Mm. Okay, so when you drive past KFC, do you know that you're going to be going
past absolutely
in advance?
Yeah.
Have you eaten before you've gone to KFC?
No, because I'm about to drive past KFC, of course.
My advice would be to admit that your body needs these three meals a day and feed yourself even when you're not hungry. And then when you go past KFC, remind yourself, I've already eaten today. I'm sticking to this regular eating plan. This isn't about hunger. This is about my addictive behavior towards food as an escape from my emotions.
Oh, God damn it. He's good. He's really good.
He's got to figure it out. Oh, man. Everything up until the point where you have to make a plan.
No, I'm real good at making plans. Just not real good at following through with them.
Yes.
Okay, and Ethan, do you have any advice about KFC or otherwise?
I just want to know how to get two girls at once, man. That's all my shtick is.
Okay, so you're a bisexual young man. Yeah.
Well, I've revised that again.
Oh, okay, so now
you've changed your mind.
It's more like...
So you're saying it is a choice.
Yeah, it is for me. Like, that's why I never understood gay people. So I'm like, it's totally a choice. I can swap whenever I want, but I understand now that not everyone can do that. But
fair enough.
It's more like food related. To Mitch again, it's like I'm not a picky eater. It's like if I go to my favorite restaurant and the pussy is not on the menu, man's got to eat.
Yeah, okay, I'll bangers and mash for me, man.
Yeah, bangers and mash is fine.
Fair enough.
Not every day though. Like I can't do it.
And
when you have
these sexual experiences, would you say you're present in your body, or would you say that this is a kind of escape for you that it's performance? Based.
Are you projecting right now, Chris?
Definitely performance based. I like to perform in the bedroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's all right. So you're with a long-term partner, right? Who's a woman?
Yeah.
And she has...
Allegedly.
Okay, well, I believe her. And she is...
Look,
like,
I've seen her asshole, but she hid where her balls might be, so...
I feel like this is a callback to something. I don't know. Like, I hope this isn't just being invented for the first time, this conversation here.
You really hope that Ethan's heard of this before as well. Like, it nearly got really weird. Like, what?
I feel like you silly boys have been up to all sorts of nonsense.
Look, I've seen Ethan's asshole too.
Yeah, that's true. He rates my asshole higher than Jess's, actually.
Yeah. It's a better asshole in general.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But basically, your girlfriend is like not against the idea of having another woman there?
No.
She's into it?
I wouldn't say into it.
She'd do it for you.
Yeah, she'd do it for me.
Okay. Well, they...
Team player.
Well,
and she's a good girl.
Have you done this before?
No, not yet.
Okay.
With another man, yes. But then he proceeded to kill himself, as we all know.
Ah, yes.
Still
trying to write
that old party trick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're looking for a third, maybe don't open with that.
Yes. The last one that did this with me died.
Well, I mean, it's something to chuck out there to be like, can you not do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the bar's been set pretty low.
Well, oh, man.
I feel like there's like a knots joke somewhere, like in there, like, you're not a sailor, are you? I don't know. I'm just spitballing, guys. All right.
Yeah, we can tell.
Spitballing. That's good stuff. Yeah. Well, I was saying, you've got a partner that's into it. I would say find someone, but only find someone it's only in a sexual context. Probably you could use an app which is specifically designed for finding couples.
Yeah, you're not allowed on Tinder, we found out.
Well, a lot of people are on those kind of things, I think, but I don't think it's like particularly seen as a good way of approaching or a respectful way of doing it.
Yeah, unicorn hunting has been deemed as not correct on Tinder, and you will be banned for it.
Apparently. Because people are there looking for love, man.
Yeah, true love. That's what you'll find on Tinder.
I would...
fuck's sake, Tinder.
I'd say to just like tell your girlfriend, though, that like you make sure she knows the relationship is most important thing to you and that she matters in that, and maybe like...
She matters in that.
She feels secure around it, and then...
Now, I'm going to go fuck this other chick, but you matter to me.
Maybe,
but she will be there.
She'll be there. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously do what you need to do in there. But
or we'll swap.
Maybe let her interact with the other woman first, and
I got a strap on you can borrow.
Talk about the thanks, man. Talk about the boundaries, you know. And then I don't think you'll have a huge problem finding anyone. You know,
awesome.
You guys,
it's actually more difficult than you'd think. The hunt has been on for quite some time.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah, yeah. So I guess the other
a few years.
Few years.
Yeah, it's what the fuck are you hunting doing? A unicorn. They're impossible to capture. That's why they call them unicorns, Chris. They're not just everywhere.
We could make a fucking documentary about this. Or actually, like a movie.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that is a good idea, and it's real, so I think that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, like a little fucking documentary about some shitty open micer trying to fuck two girls at once.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea for this podcast. And something to even just check in every week, you know, just be like, where are you at? How is you?
Oh, sweet. Yeah, true.
Chris, do you want to be our producer?
Yeah, we need ideas. We're fresh out. Chris is asking to come on. He's like, got anything to talk about? I'm like, no.
I'm like, fine.
We haven't. This is the 43rd episode. We still haven't.
I think the whole premise is just to not do comedy, all right? Not be funny or something.
How not to do comedy.
Yeah, that's good.
If you're trying to be a comedian and you're doing what we do, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Well, I've not been funny yet today, so I think
I'll... you've been all right. There's a couple of good bits there when you were talking about fucking my wife.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's what she said. She says a couple of good
bits. She's like, a couple of good bits.
Yeah.
I'll double check my notes.
And the racist bits about liking Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be taken completely out of context by some people. And then they'll completely ignore the fact that we were talking about shooting black people into space. And they'll be like, that's fine. But that stuff that Chris said was over the line.
It's because I've much seen as like the father figure, wholesome figure. So like, it was very disappointing for the audience at large.
So you're allowed to shoot black people into space, but you're not allowed to shoot black people in space.
Fucking hell. No one should be shooting black people.
Oh, okay. So it's okay if they're white, though.
Look, guys, I don't want to blow your mind here, but, like, we're all in space.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
The shaman has come.
Sometimes I just forget, man, that we're just a little speck of dust.
Every time you've shot a black person, it's been in space.
Now I'm a space racist. Shit.
Space racist is on. And Muppets in Space is tautological and redundant. All Muppets are in space.
I feel like Space Racist would be a great podcast for white nationalist. Yeah. Into
you
can NASA.
Start one?
Yeah.
Why are
rocket I'm not racist, white? But I can learn, you know?
I'm not racist, but you've already got you're already halfway there.
Yeah.
All right, you're a bunch of silly boys. That's my bloody. Yeah.
You're a big silly boy, aren't you?
My conclusion is you're a bunch of silly boys with toxic ideas all over. You're full of toxic ideas and potentially toxic semen. We don't know yet. But you'll
find out later.
Some lucky lady. Oh, no.
Well, we're both white and we play video games.
Oh, yeah. We're the problem.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Need we say more?
Yeah. All right,
well, my conclusions, you've always got a lot to work on.
That's why you're here, Chris, to help us.
I guess this podcast would count as man talk.
Oh, no. No.
We need to bring that up. We need to bring it up.
Man talk.
The fucking shit James Bond used to get away with.
We've already talked Sean Connery. About James Bond.
And Sean Connery.
James Bonded.
How has that not come up yet? Yeah. How has that scene not come up yet?
What's
that? Like the man talk scene.
Oh.
Where, so there's a scene in one of... No, no, just in society in general.
Like, because everyone knows that it was like the 70s or something when they made those movies. It was a disparate time. Everyone was saying the N-word. It was great. You could just say whatever you wanted.
They fucking bring up everything else.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, just ask Cosby. Jeez.
But no one's going to bring up that. Like, does Sean Connery even exist in the public space anymore? Like... Does anyone really care?
He does when we're talking about, like, hitting women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a piece of shit.
Yeah, he was. Like, we want to make that very clear.
But it was okay at the time to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't okay, but it was more just generally accepted.
Well, we couldn't hold them accountable on Twitter. That's the difference nowadays.
A lot, you lads, though, right? A lot of the stuff you said and the jokes is very, like, you know, like, not politically correct kind of things that you find humorous. What do you think the point is of why you're saying that? Because I don't...
Russell Brand is here.
No.
I can hear that too.
Yeah. I was just focused. It's a focused voice.
Yeah.
But my point is... No, I was just wondering, what do you think the point is about that kind? Like, why are you talking about that stuff? You don't really hold these beliefs at a core level, right? But you still want it to be able to say things. And what do you think you want to say it?
Well, it's...
Yeah.
We're being, like, facetious towards the whole...
It's sardonic.
Yeah.
It's ironic. It's sardonic. It's what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah. Is there a functional... What's the function of it?
I think it's, like... I don't necessarily try to be that way. It's just fucking the way my comedy comes across sometimes.
And it's evolved naturally as a kiddo.
But it stems from...
when someone
obviously wanting
him.
To, like, troll people and, like, piss people off. That's where that whole, like, alt-right... sort of nonsense comes from.
Yeah.
There was a fucking point I had, but I've forgotten it too.
Yeah. It's all pointless.
I enjoy it.
It's pointless.
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to joke about anything. I've always said that.
It's like joking about, like, it's black humor.
Yeah.
Obviously. But it's like taking the piss out of something that's super serious to lessen the impact of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't agree with it.
I'd say, like, protecting that function, right? Because that's been important in our lives to, like, sort of be able to joke about whatever thing as, like, a function. It's like, if that goes away, then, like, you know, for me personally.
You can't write jokes and tiptoe around people who might be upset about it.
Yeah.
That's like, true. But not everybody is going to their mind has to go into, like, these kind of, like, sort of racist, sexist,
no,
Sean
people
Connery.
Don't like to do it.
Yeah.
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 I like to do it.
That's, yeah, okay, so you like to...
I'm a piece of shit, Chris.
Yeah, no, why do I see the best in people? Why don't I? I'm like, he's saying he's a piece of shit, he's saying he can't be that one.
I'm also so not good. On... like social media.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day, another stoned thought. And I was like, the Amish could get away with anything nowadays.
Yeah.
Because there's no repercussions for them. Like, what are we going to do? Fucking kick them off Twitter?
There's a lot of repercussions for the Amish because they're a very close-knit society. So if someone fucking does something, everyone knows about it real quick.
Yeah, I'd say that if they do something against their societal values, they would be legitimately
but if
from
if the Amish themselves, like, as a whole, were just, like, total pieces of shit,
as a whole,
we wouldn't be able to hold them accountable. Like,
they're not
like,
part of the big network.
Yeah,
the
yeah, they're just,
the
like,
Amish.
Completely
yeah.
off the grid. They're, like, literally off the grid. They don't have power, Chris. Did you know that? No power.
No electricity.
They're still driving horses and shit.
They're driving horses. He's embedded a steering wheel into his horse. That's wrong, Mitchell. Shouldn't drive horses.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Especially for the horse, because they didn't use sedatives when they did that to the horse.
It's not much better than what you did to the horse, though. Yeah. Real. I hate you and your big dick. Oh! You make me feel so bad.
Hey, the horse came, all right? Yeah. Don't fucking worry. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Why was it a male horse? But, you know, was that necessary? I guess it does.
Because I'm not fucking horses with this little pecker.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be compared to the male horse and be like, oh, this
no.
is nothing.
It's why, you know? Yeah. It's just,
nay.
People yeah. are like, I've said in the past, like, I'm not, when I'm looking for porn, they're like, oh, you watch, like, black chick porn? I'm like, no, because I can't insert myself into that reality. Because if I was in that reality,
you could have sex with a black chick, man.
I'm sure I could.
The sky's the limit.
But like, she'd just be like, okay, here we go.
Why would she be?
Because she's used to bigger penises.
Nah,
you don't reckon?
No, I don't reckon.
Well, that's just how my brain works. I'm very fucking self-conscious. Yeah.
How many women have you had sex with,
man? Not a whole lot.
Yeah,
man.
Okay,
surprisingly.
Fair enough.
So, it may come as a surprise to you, Chris, but not many women have chosen to open themselves to me.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe if you didn't view it as I'm having sex with a black woman and just I'm having sex with a woman, you wouldn't run into these dilemmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps when you don't have sex, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, sex is a minefield, you know, symbolically, or it's like, can be, you know, quite difficult to cope with.
Well, it shouldn't be, though.
No, you gotta love yourself first, man. You gotta accept yourself first.
Oh, I love myself a lot.
Like, yeah.
Have I mentioned how big my loads are?
Oh, God. Yeah, I thought you were talking about washing up all the cum, you know.
Oh, dude.
Like, a lot of cum whole thing. Towels. Yeah, fair enough. I would say that's... you know, something to talk about. With the therapist.
Not
with, you know, sort of a makeshift shaman, of a white shaman who's come back from holiday.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Oh,
no. You're like, oh, fuck.
Shaz got out of the shower.
I'm not that concerned about cultural appropriation, yeah. I would say. Yeah. I think whatever works if you're in pain, you know, and I think the culture is like, you know, exists in a way where it's a big mixing pot, really, if you go back.
That's right.
Yeah, we all came from Africa.
I had a great bit I wanted to do this morning where Shaz got out of the shower and she had the towel wrapped up around her head. And I wanted to take a photo and send it to Bobby Sandu. And be like, is this cultural appropriation? I told her to stop, but she won't. Because technically,
yeah,
it is.
Well, no, it's not. Have you seen an actual turban? Like what they look like? Nothing like a towel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Like.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. No, that's all right, man. You just didn't know.
Then why do they call them towel heads?
Oh,
because they're idiots.
It's not even a towel.
I know.
Well, it's like, it's weird that racism would be not like sort of specific,
accurate.
Factually correct. Yeah.
That's all I aim to be in life is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Racist or not, I just want to be
you
correct.
You want to be factually correct. Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to know. I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Especially with the whole... with the riots in Minneapolis, that's a mouthful.
Minneapolis.
So
did I get that right and you didn't?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
I'm
Minneapolis.
Get out.
I'm building my own conspiracy theory at the moment because I like to do that.
Maybe people just like TVs?
No, not with the looting. It is weird, though, that like if you're against the looting, you're essentially against black people at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
I'm going to leave you alone on that hill.
Yeah, okay. I'm for looting, so I'm pro-black.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm, fuck it, steal it while you can. Take advantage of the system.
How about the fucking, sorry to bulldoze, but how about that fucking reporter who was playing gunshots on his phone to make it seem way worse than it was? And this is not something I saw firsthand. This is third-hand information that someone said to me.
Mm-hmm.
So take that for what you will.
Well, I think if your business is journalism and you're trying to drum up a story,
yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah.
They could add that without them playing it on a phone, though. I could just add sounds if they like.
Yeah, do it in post.
You hear that, fellas? Yeah. That's some gunshots from the looting down the road.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We're in the thick of it.
Let's get the cameraman to just make it with his mouth. Just bang, 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 bang.
Hey, don't come back here with that TV.
It's the most... Anyway, yeah, all those sounds.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's more to this story than we think. But
so what's your
matter. The conspiracy theory?
My conspiracy theory, well, like, they used to work together, apparently. George Floyd and whoever the guy.
So maybe he's not even dead.
He's not actually dead. It's all made up.
Yeah, it's like Elvis and
full Alex Jones on this one.
Yeah, like he's not even dead.
Okay.
I saw him in a porno this morning.
Fuck. I'll give you that one. Jesus. But yeah, they used to work together. So I think something.
You reckon he was fucking his wife?
I reckon he was fucking his wife, or like a bad drug deal, or like money was involved.
Yeah,
more likely money, to be honest.
Money or pussy? They're the only two things dudes, like a white dude, will shoot you for.
Yeah, but he couldn't.
Okay.
All right, money or pussy? That's good. It. You look at like most like white crime, like a white person committing a crime. It's money or pussy, man.
Yeah, well,
I've got no statistics to back up that statement.
Yeah, okay, we got the expert in here.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you see, it's either money or pussy.
It's so insufficient, this theory. Like, it's the worst.
See,
theory.
In the demographic of middle-aged white guy.
Ridiculous.
Statistically, and I'm quoting no statistics ever written.
This is that third person who knew someone that I talked to.
My friend watched a news story about white people, and apparently...
Yeah, an analysis of 5 news stories, and then the things I made up about why the thing actually happened, I've come to the conclusion...
He's not really dead.
He's not really dead. All right, I think we've done enough damage.
That's a good conclusion, yeah, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Well, thanks for coming on, Chris.
Who did what?
We didn't even...
Thanks for coming
sorry,
on, Chris.
Sorry, not Chris. What's your name?
Okay, but just to wrap up, your threesome story, that what you are going to do now and going forward, what are you going to do to pursue this further?
I'm
going to
vet people and run them through a series of tests. See if they're emotionally prepared.
You're going to like put a thing out the backyard that they got to jump through and stuff?
What, like actual hoops?
Yeah, like a gauntlet. You've got to run a gauntlet.
No.
There's going to be spinny, spiky wheels and shit. Well,
I mean, I would say it's like, say with this podcast, right?
Yeah.
How there's total disregard for the audience and it doesn't care at all about their experience, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't have that approach to trying to find a third woman in this. Make it. Think about what would she
Chris.
Why would she want to
so
be a
you
part
don't
of this?
Make her dodge a spinny spiky wheel.
Nah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Don't do that. Just think about why would she want to be a part of this scenario and then present yourself in such a way and also be respectful. Those are the two things.
Oh,
I
so
would
you should
say.
Just walk up and be like, Hey, look at my dick.
Look, yeah, maybe don't not. Make them I mean you go look at Mitch's dick, and then like and by then comparison, how could this be worse? Now look
here's,
at my girlfriend's
here's
clit.
Two
it's
photos.
Much bigger.
I don't know if that's a reflection on me or Shaz. There's a double-edged sword
well,
there.
Yeah, potentially. Blade, I wouldn't sword. Call it a sword. Yeah, I
mean, it's more of a pocket knife.
Yeah, it's a thimble. It's a The one thing I do feel
Letter
comfortable about making fun of is your penis. Apparently. Yeah. I'm like, I can get out of this without anyone being hurt except you, but that's, you've got consent. That's that. You've given your consent. That's fine.
He can take it. He's our white knight.
All right, good.
If only I had a fedora to tip to you, sir.
All right, that's good. And then, yeah, for Mitch, I'd say also when you make love to your wife, just try to not think about me. That would be my advice on that side.
Well, you just got to stop being so goddamn sexy, Chris.
I'm sorry about that, but I do my best.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fuck, I love making you uncomfortable. That's great. There's been so many times where you've just like, I've seen your body language. You're like, oh, fuck, how did I get myself here?
Yeah, you've done well on that.
They're like, bro. Shooting black people in space. You're like, oh, fuck.
You're making it, you keep things interesting for me.
Oh,
you
know? Man.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Oh. All right, good. Anyway, thanks for having me, guys. Hopefully I'll be invited back.
You want to plug your business?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm the Chris Butler's Dildo Emporium. I met Mitch's wife there. She's in every day.
Yeah. She's exactly. A product tester for Chris Butler's Dildo Emporium.
Exactly. Yeah, but she's got like the one of the bigger...
Did you just say my wife has a large vagina, sir?
I didn't say that, but you know.
If I had a glove, I would slap you and challenge you to a 1850s duel.
Where did you lose your glove, Mitch?
Oh man, I dropped it reaching for my KFC bucket on the way here.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
finger licking.
Yeah, well. Exactly.
Exactly. Good stuff. And yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I don't know. It's undetermined when comedy will start again, but obviously, based on this, I hope it's soon.
Can't wait.
All right. All right. I love yous. Oh, jinx.